If you were Solomon, and God said to you, ask for anything you want, and I will give it to you, would you ask for an understanding heart? Probably most of us would think of a lot of other things first. And then maybe that would be kind of like the conclusion. But I guess that's the reason Solomon was considered the wisest of all kings, because he was wise enough to know that he couldn't rule well the people of God if he didn't have an understanding heart. You know, God gives us plenty of opportunities in our lives to make choices. In the last couple of weeks, we've been reading the parables about the kingdom of heaven, about the kingdom of God. And essentially what it is when Jesus came into this world, he said he came to establish the kingdom of God here on earth. And so we wonder sometimes, what would that be? What would that, when he talked about the kingdom, we usually think of, say, like royal palaces. We think of that kind of stuff. We tend to be very materialistic sometimes. So we would probably think of stuff like that. But when he gives us these parables, he's trying to teach us something. And what he's trying to say to us is, the kingdom of God is like, and he gives all these stories to give us some ideas, but essentially what the kingdom of God is, God living among us and inviting us to join with him in making this world, extending that kingdom throughout this world. So essentially, it's that invitation that he gives to us. He said, I am offering to you a kingdom where I will dwell with you, not only here on earth, but that I'm preparing a place for you in eternity where you would be with me forever. So that's what he's offering to us. And so we look at it sometimes and we say, well, is it the kind of treasure that I would set aside everything else and go and search for? Would I make that kind of a choice? Or is it the kind of treasure that I'm like a wealthy pearl merchant, that I would know what is really good and that I would be willing to sacrifice everything for this one extraordinary pearl? Would we be willing to do that? So he talks to us in stories. And to the apostles, he was explaining things to them, what he really meant to get across to them. What kind of choices are you willing to make? If we choose to be part of the kingdom of God on earth, it means that we commit ourselves to doing what Jesus taught us, basically to follow the way of life that he showed to us, that he demonstrated for us. It means sometimes that we have to change things in our lives. It means we have to give up bad habits. We can't just do whatever we want to do. But if we ask for that understanding heart like Solomon did, we would have a much better idea of what God would ask me to do here. He would ask me to be a good parent. He would ask me to be faithful to what I profess to believe in. He would ask me to be a good friend. He would ask me to be kind and forgiving to people who hurt or offend. He would ask me to do all that kind of stuff. And he said, and what I would like for you to do also, if you so believe in me and you so believe that this is a real treasure that I'm offering to you, I would want you to tell other people about it. Because if you have the spirit of love within you, you don't want to conceal good things from other people. People who genuinely love want to reach out and extend the goodness that is there, to share the goodness that is there, so that more and more people can come to know who Jesus Christ is, what he's trying to accomplish in this world, what he has prepared for us in the next world. And if we truly love, love always reaches out. You want to extend that. And that's what Jesus asks us, is asking us to do. So he offers us this treasure. We kind of say, how willing am I to accept and embrace that? It may mean that sometimes in my life, I have to make choices that maybe are difficult, that are kind of like a little cross that I'm going to have to carry. I may have to make choices that separate me from people that are bad influence in my life. I may have to make all kinds of choices and decisions. But am I committed enough, do I believe enough in the treasure that he is offering to me that I'm willing to commit to that? I think so often as Catholics, too many of us, when we were growing up, we had pretty much had the idea, if you knew the catechism, you knew all you need to know. And basically what it was listening to the rules of the church, the commandments of God, the rules of the church, and if you followed those exactly, you didn't have to worry about anything else. It didn't talk to us about the relationship with God. It didn't talk to, us a whole lot about how much God loves us and how he really wants us to respond to him with a generous love also. So it was more that we kind of figured we knew it, if we knew everything, if we knew that little booklet. Well, I think as we go through life, we find out that that really is not adequate to answer all of our questions. And that if we really are going to live the kingdom in our lives, we need to know more than that. Because what we had may have prepared us well as a foundation. But then in my lifetime, as I grow and mature and run into different circumstances, different people and different choices and all of these other things in my life, then I need more information. And so it means that if I make this choice for the kingdom, it means that I have to be interested enough that I'm willing to learn more about the Word of God, to even look at it, to listen to it, to make it part of my prayer each day, that I will have to pray each day to keep that connection with my Lord so that I know where he's trying to guide me, where he's trying to lead me. So it's a treasure that Jesus offers to us. He invites us to join him in the kingdom of heaven on earth, and then to be with him for all eternity. He offers that to us, but we have to be willing to accept it. So sometimes it's worth our while to say, how willing am I to accept that? Would I make the choice like a Solomon to ask God, give me whatever I need so that I can be pleasing to you not only here, but in the life to come? That I may not only do in this life what you ask me to do and bring that kingdom to other people, but that I can do the right things so that I can share that kingdom with you for all eternity. So the parables tell us about choices. When we see something that is really valuable, we may, if it really tweaks us, it really interests us, it's something that we really feel we can't live without, we would do whatever we can to attain that. See, for somebody who wants that to be a very successful business or profession, whatever it may be, they may say, well, I need to go back to school. I need to talk to more people. I need to consult with people who I know have been successful, who are happy in what they do. Whatever you choose as that treasure, you're willing to sacrifice for and work at. And our Lord says, are you willing to do the same for the kingdom of God? Are you willing to maybe make that extra effort so that your choice is very clear to yourself and that you are faithful to it once you make it. So the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure. It's like that pearl, a priceless pearl. How willing are we to attain that? And Christ says, I will show you the way if you choose.